Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
2nd. So today was a little weird. I might have done some stuff that was like not advisable. I just feel like maybe I should give you all of the details so that you're aware of who was involved and how I broke timeline protocol and the thing with the money and also with the goldfish. And I did promise them that we would pay for the repairs, but I don't know if anyone like wrote that down exactly. Am I authorized to do that? So let me just start from the beginning. Okay, so I jumped and I landed in the bank, and so actually it was I landed in the bank vault, which it was locked, the bigger issue though was that it was the locked bank vault and also was empty, and it should not have been. And that was the sort of start of the problem.
Alright, so just tell me again, love. How did you get inside our secure bank vault?
Yes, so, as I said, I'm from headquarters. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while to just sort of test the security.
Test the security.
Yeah, of the bank, they send agents like myself to attempt a break-in, you know, to see. And I got in there, so it's you guys are there's some you're lacking a little bit.
So I just want to break that down.
Uh-huh.
On a few levels.
Right.
So the first one is you broke in.
Uh-huh.
The second one is you locked yourself in and then seemed incapable of getting yourself, of extricating yourself from the situation upon which you placed yourself.
It's,
And where's the money?
Right, well, so I actually had the same question about the money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had the question.
I did, and so this was, yeah, so, okay, so to circle back a little bit So headquarters sent me, broke into the vault. That all went great. The door closed behind me. And that's why it was locked. And I'm sort of newer. And they were short on uh-huh. people and time. So I did about half the training. I did the half where you can get in. I kind of wasn't paying that much attention in the half where you get back out.
And the goldfish hole, that was you?
So here's, yeah, that goldfish hole, that was,
Hey, Jimmy, what do you want me to do with all these goldfish?
I mean, you get them out of the vault.
I mean, does your kid want any of them? There's still a couple that are still flopping around.
Oh, man. Not the eatable goldfish.
Oh, no, we got both kinds here.
Both kinds of goldfish.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of goldfish. Multi-purpose goldfish
hole. Got it. Just get them out of the vault.
Yeah,
I don't care what you do with it. Just sweep them out of the vault, put them into trash bags. Are they still coming out of the hole?
They're still coming out of the hole.
This is what I was telling you. It's the signature move of the goldfish bandit.
The gold fish bandit.
Yeah. He steals gold. He steals fish. He steals goldfish.
Is this some kind of magic trick? David Blaine type shit?
You know, the headquarters is just full irony that I was scheduled on the same day as the gold fish bandit. Yeah.
So you saw them in the vault?
It's, we must have just missed each other. It's, what are the odds? What are they at?
I'm starting to think she might be the gold fish bandit.
No.
Right, so what you're telling me
mm-hmm.
is that you and this supposed gold fish bandit
uh-huh.
right, appeared in our vault on the same day.
Yes.
Coincidentally.
It looks as though that is the case, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have some form of, like... Can you close the goldfish hole?
That, yes. So the headquarters will cover the fees of sort of the cleanup and the repairs, because that's on. We've been tracking the gold fish bandit, and we should have, this is on us. We should have seen this coming. Yeah. So.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It seems like the regular gold, like the live goldfish have stopped, and now it's just the cheesy cracker treat. Do you want me to, like these could be office snacks. Do you want me to get, like, a big bowl or something?
Is there still the live goldfish residue, like, all over the floor where they're landing?
I'm saying I could put it, like, underneath the hole, and it'll just kind of flow into the bag or something.
Look, if you can work out a system for that... Be my guest.
I'm just saying, the snacks in the break room have never been very good. I like goldfish.
You don't like the snacks? You don't like the fruit leather that I buy for everyone?
It's really chewy, man.
It's called fruit leather. That's the point.
I think I know that, but every time I want it to be fruit by the foot, and it's not. So I'm going with the
fruit
wrong
by the foot. Get out of here. Get out of my sight.
Jimmy, it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like you run a real good team here.
I don't. They're a bunch of...
It feels like, you know what? This was... I was gonna tell you guys that they were clearly unprepared because I was able to break in. I got to walk it back. I think headquarters would be real proud of the program that you're running here.
Flattery will get you far.
That's
right. It's true.
And you know what? I love fruit leather. It's good stuff. And I think that was a good snack choice on your part, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
make it myself.
You like fruit leather.
I do. Yeah.
Do you not like the fruit leather either?
No one likes the fruit leather, Jimmy.
It's, you know what though? You
it's
know what,
all Jimmy? Apricot.
It's.
I have an apricot bush? Tree?
Are you sure it's apricot?
I grow apricots at home.
You know what? And I think that's great. That's good for... Thank you. It's good for Mother Earth.
Right. This... So...
It's good for our digestive tracts.
We gotta close this goldfish hole.
It's... Yes.
I need you to close that, or frankly, I'm gonna call a cop.
You know what? I'm just gonna step outside to call headquarters.
Okay.
And I will be right back with what that answer is. Yeah.
It certainly seems like you could call headquarters from in here.
It's you know, I don't have any bars.
Oh, I've got bars.
It's okay. I will be. You know what? I'll be right back.
You're just leaning further back in your chair. You're just... Why are you going behind the desk?
We can step out. If it's a private call, we'll step out.
No, I can walk out the door.
I mean, listen, there's no possible way that we're going to let you outside the door.
Right, so we'll step out.
With all of our money missing.
Yes.
But I've already told you.
We're going to wait right on the other side of the door. I'll go get you some fruit
leather. The goldfish bet. Yeah.
Mm.
He'll get you some fruit leather. I'm going to make some inquiries of my own.
Yes.
But you're going to stay in this locked room.
Oh, yes.
Until we come get you.
Absolutely.
Because, right, we still don't really know what's going on here.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, if you could just give me, like, a private moment.
Yep.
That would be...
You'll have plenty.
That'd be great. Yeah, you got. Do you have, like, a pen and paper?
Yeah, it's a bank, love.
Great. Yes, got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, just gonna need a minute. Okay. Great. Okay. Oh, crap. You know what? Okay,
Jimmy, listen. It's not that I don't like apricot.
It's just that I like lots of fruits, and you keep... It's just apricot.
Right. But you like the fruit leather format for fruit.
You're really asking a lot of me, Jimmy. I gotta be honest.
I thought we were friends.
We are friends! All right. And all I'm saying is... Hey, wait a minute.
There's...
Where the fuck she go? She leave a... Is this a note?
It's a... That's an IOU.
Hey, Jimmy, and...
Did you give her your name?
No, it's written on my badge, but it looks like she just wrote indiscriminately scribbles. Her fantastic penmanship, except for one word, which happens to be my name.
Yeah, it just looks vaguely like Jimmy, but written faster.
My name's Carl.
I owe you for one goldfish hole. Be in touch. Promise.
And then she's XOXO Gossip Girl.
We don't get paid enough for this.
You're getting paid?
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.